The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. It's Saturday. And of course, that means we are speaking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. It's a continuation of summer is always good for me. So,
well, I had summer. I had to go to Florida for a few days this week, and well, I didn't have to, but I had some business there to attend to, and so I chose to, and I'm so glad that I did.
And here's once again the typical Minnesota question: what's the weather like in Florida? Is it stinking hot down there?
Well, I'm back now, but it was stinking hot down there. I'll tell you that. It was humid and just really, really not good. I'm not the biggest Florida weather fan.
Right.
I don't know. I love Arizona. People say, oh, it's such dry heat, but you don't have to worry about the humidity and the rain bursts. And it didn't matter. I didn't come for the weather. I mean, I shouldn't be so negative.
My sister lives down there, and she's come down and visit us in the summer. I'm like, there's no way I'm
going to
visit you in the summer.
And I tried to.
I wait all year for summer in Minnesota. Why would I leave?
I tried to get together with my brother, but it didn't work out. Time was too limited. But I had a, they call them masterminds, okay? So I guess it's like a mini conference, and some of the regional realtors, so some of the Florida realtors hosted it. And so that's why it happened to be in the Florida Keys, which isn't a horrible place to go. And it's small group stuff. So it's not like the big national conferences where you have, you know, hundreds and thousands of people. But I think this one was about 75 people. So it's where we really get to do some up close and personal networking and get to know the agents, because, you know, that's an important part of the service that I offer to my clients, is being able to send them to an agent that I have met, interviewed, for lack of better words, right? Like, I will sit and have in-depth conversations about their philosophies on how they, you know, how they handle their business and, you know, what they do in a situation like this, or if this happens, how do you handle it? And I can tell, you know, within a 30-minute conversation, if this is somebody that lines up with the way I handle my clients and treat my clients, and if it's somebody I would refer business to, or if it's probably not going to be a good match to someone who likes working with me, right? Because I'm not saying that there's only one way to approach the real estate business, but there are different ways. And I feel like if somebody likes my way and they've worked with me two and three times and now they're leaving Rochester, even one time, or, you know, even the people who just know about me or have heard about me, and I feel like I need to line them up with an agent that it will do things similarly. So it's really a good opportunity. And, you know, there were a couple of agents there that definitely will be getting my referrals, if people are going to where they live. So if anybody is a physician and is going to be going to Duke for the hospital there in Carolina, North Carolina, right? Raleigh.
Yep.
I have a very good referral there. And I also met, well, this wasn't the first time I met Meredith, but had a chance to meet with a great agent from Dallas once again. And I met some others too, but I feel like those two I feel super confident about referring to. So yeah, that's always good. And then it's also really good to listen to what's going on in the different markets. And again, we're lucky, guys, because our market is just thriving so much better than so many of the other markets. So I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, I just actually wrote up a report for this weekend. Once again, the Rochester area continues to far leap, you know, by leaps and bounds, leads the state when it comes to job growth.
Yeah. Yep.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yep, it absolutely is. And I can feel it because even being out of town for a few days, it's like, okay, I was on the phone and every, you know, minute that I wasn't listening to a speaker or at a lunch or at a dinner, it is like, okay, things are busy. But luckily I have a fantastic team with boots on the ground, as everybody knows. So none of our clients missed a beat while I was away. And that was great. But I sure was able to fill up my calendar for this week. So I've got lots of appointments. And again, for that, I'm grateful, very grateful.
And it looks like another week of good weather. So there, yes, people want to go out looking homes. Perfect.
And it's going to be a little less humid than what I put up with for those few days. So it'll be good. It'll all be good.
I imagine with the group that you were with, seeing they're, you know, at the top echelon within Remax results, that your odds of finding somebody who is compatible with you for networking are pretty good.
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes when I go to those events, I listen to certain people and I'm like, okay, I got to make a separate list for people I will never refer to. And this girl has just made that list, whether it's just the attitude, the negativity, the unprofessionalism. I don't know. You know, there's different folks in every industry, right? Sure. And even the ones that are super successful are not always doing business the same way. So, yeah.
Hey, you catch a vibe.
That's why it's, yes. And that's why it's good for me to actually meet these people face to face, because if I just look at their numbers or their production, I can see that they can sell a lot of houses, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right match for my client. Right. So I always feel good when I build relationships. I mean, you know me, that's what I'm all about. That's how I've based my business for 25 years. That's how I've grown my business. I just am a relationship-based person, and it's just the way I do things.
Yeah, I imagine it gives you so much confidence that when you do, you know, hand somebody off, as you would say, to this other realtor, that you have that level of confidence that they're going to meet your expectations.
Absolutely. And I stayed a day beyond, and Scott was with me, and we stayed a day beyond the conference because we had some other business here to attend to. And I want to talk about that, as a matter of fact, because that's really interesting. But we stayed on with some friends of ours, Linda and Dennis Wells. And Linda is a Remax agent in the Detroit metro area. And she, I have become friends with through Remax and through these conferences. So she is somebody that I would refer to as fast as I would refer a team member to. And we actually spent the last day after the conference at their private condo in Fort Lauderdale, which was awesome.
That happens to be where my sister lives, is Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, is it? Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, she's at one of those high-rise condos.
Yes, yeah, same with them. And it's nice. It's great. And, you know, I was like, I could get used to this. You look out at the water and the fancy boats and all the stuff, but I don't have time. She's like,
you guys should dodge alligators.
Yeah, you guys should think about, and I'm like, yeah, in my free time, I'd get here 3 times a year, maybe. four days each time. You know, no, not, I'm not at that stage of my life yet. I'm still busy working and loving every minute of it.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, you can tell us about your
other business.
Yeah, the extracurricular trip that you made following the conference.
Awesome.
Okay. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and this is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
Term.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Okay, I'm waiting. What did you learn?
You know how everything changes, right? There's always something new and improved. Used to be that the only shingles that we put on roofs were the asphalt shingles. And then they went to the metal roofs because they realized that they lasted longer than the asphalt shingles. And then they came out with some composite shingles. And then, man, even solar shingles, I think Elon Musk came out with, right? But I mean, there's always something new and improved. And this company, I've talked a little bit about it on past shows, but I never had as much detail as I do now because I physically had the opportunity to tour the factory, which is in Jupiter, Florida. And it is quite amazing. So anybody who is really interested, I want you to write this down and Google it. It's R-E-N-C-O, Renco, Jupiter, Florida. And what it is, it's a construction technology company. All right. And they make the newest way to build buildings, and they're blocks, and they would look similar, like a, they would look similar to a cement block, but check this out. These composite blocks, they're made from recycled glass fibers, recycled plastic, resin, and stone. These blocks are fire resistant, lightweight, waterproof, mold resistant, termite resistant. They are engineered to withstand category 5 hurricanes up to 275 mile per hour winds.
Wow.
Okay. And you want to know what? These things are, see if I can find it in my notes. They're 20% less expensive than traditional concrete construction. Okay. When you factor in the time and the labor and the long-term maintenance costs, and they are so much lighter. So these guys that were building houses, putting one block on top of another block on top of another block, I think, I wish I could remember what they said the weight of the blocks were, but these composite ones are 8 pounds. And I want to say the concrete ones were like 30 pounds. I mean, it's a lot lighter.
Oh my gosh, 8 pounds is nothing.
8 pounds is nothing. And it does not require skilled laborers to build these, because think about having these great big Lego blocks, all right? And just putting them one on top of the other. And I'm sure, you know, you overlap them like you do when you're building with Legos, you know, and I'm sure there's a pattern, but they literally use a mallet and a glue gun. That's it. No rebar, no concrete. I mean, this is the craziest stuff I have ever seen. And it was amazing. The factory itself is huge. It's a 60,000 square foot factory. And inside it, everything is robotic. Okay. So they, like, the trucks will come with the products that they use to build these blocks, and they'll fill up these, like, basically like a grain bin, you know, for something less, I mean, to describe it. And then they put one product in one product in another, one product in another. And he said it's kind of like making pancake batter, because the whole computer and robot will mix the wet components first, and then they'll mix in the dry components, and they take it down the line to a machine. And this is using very few humans because it's all, you know, robotic. And then it comes out in what they call dough, and then they literally bake it into these hard blocks, and then they cool it. I mean, it is very state of the art. Let's just say that. Okay. And just this one building. So this is something that came to the US from Turkey. And this guy in Turkey who was ingenious came up with this, and he told us how, and I think the story is pretty interesting. So in Turkey, they had these big steel man covers, like we, you know, manhole covers like we have everywhere.
Sure.
And they had a really crazy, it's like a lot of traffic. And he said the traffic got a lot worse when all of a sudden you got to a spot in the road where the manhole cover was missing. And people were stealing them because they could melt it down, use the steel for something else or whatever. And they're expensive, so the city wouldn't keep replacing them. So there would be roads you couldn't go down, and it was a mess.
Oh, great.
So some guy in Turkey decided to make these composite manhole covers and eliminate the problem. Nobody would steal the composite manhole covers because there's nothing to do with the composite. You can't remelt it down and use it for anything else. It's of no value. They were inexpensive to replace. So if one did go missing, it was easy for the city to replace it. So they became a thing. Well, this guy thought, as he was sitting there watching his kid play with Lego blocks, he was pretty entrepreneurial. His parents had some sort of a factory, and they already had, you know, where they created molds to create things. And so he thought, oh, you know what? Maybe we could do this with like adult size Lego blocks and use this as a way to construct homes and buildings for cheaper than what we're doing now. And sure enough, it was born. And they've been using it in Turkey for a while. And now we've been using it in the United States and Florida. As a matter of fact, we learned at the tour that several of the houses at the villages are built with this product.
No kidding.
And this one factory, this one 60,000 square foot factory, can produce enough material for roughly either 6,000 apartment buildings or 6,000 2,500 square foot homes, because it takes about the same for an apartment building as a 25 square foot home, because in the apartment building, it's just the shell, and then everything else is just traditional construction on the inside. But with a single family home, they even manufacture what looks like 2x4s, but they're made out of the same composite. They can do trusses with them. They have floor decking. They have roof decking. I mean, Andy, it is unreal. I felt like I was in the future. You know, when you go to those, you know, when you go to those things at Disney and they'll show you like things in the future. Like, remember, I don't know, the first time I went and they were showing us plants growing in just tubes with water and no dirt.
I remember them showing microwave ovens.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Isn't that, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And you're like, whoa, this is so crazy. We're going so futuristic. And then when you think about it, it's just like a simple concept of how can we build, you know, more green, because these are all things that a lot of the products that go into it were just waste, right? Not to mention less cost. And one of the points he made is we have fewer and fewer like skilled workers, like people aren't going into the trades. You know, we've talked about this before, right? And so when you don't have enough bricklayers or carpenters or whatever it takes to build houses, well, then of course, what happens to the prices? They go crazy. And we all know that we have like a 1.5 million home deficit nationwide. And how are you going to be able to create these homes and keep up? Something has got to give. And that just means changes have to be made. I will just tell you, look it up, read about it. It was super cool. I mean,
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I don't even know if you have the answer, but they're building using this material in Florida.
Can they use it in Minnesota yet?
I imagine that you have to go through some sort of regulatory garbage.
No. Everything is engineered like crazy. Because he said, you know, I asked that question, of course. And, you know, he said there's different codes for everywhere you build. Like the R factor that is required in Florida is like a R factor 5. And in Minnesota, I believe it's 29. I think that's right. And he's like, we can go up to an R factor of 44. They can build this stuff too. And then of course they test it for everything. Like they put it through all the, he said they thought it was going to take $1 million and a year to test this product and make it like certified to build with. And it took more like since 2013 and $17 million later, but they're there. And so they literally have their flagship project, which is a 96-unit apartment complex in Palm Beach, Florida, that was built, and it stays, it's a rental unit, of course, apartment complex, and it stays 100% rented. As soon as somebody leaves, somebody else wants to take over, and it's making money, and it was quick to build. Oh, let me just give you an idea. They have one of the models that they're building in the villages. They have a model built with inside their factory, and they don't have it all complete, but they have the garage up, trusses on the garage, and like the main part of the house. And what's there took one guy 7 hours to build.
No way.
he did not glue it with the glue gun and everything because it's there as a model.
Demonstrator,
right?
But still.
No, it's crazy.
I mean, I could imagine a person, you know, theoretically could build their own house.
Exactly. There was a builder there who actually has bought product from them, and he's building a model home right now, a really nice model home in that vicinity. And he said that one of his family or friends said, hey, could we use this stuff to do an addition on my house? And he said, me, my brother-in-law, and a couple of friends put on a real nice addition in a weekend.
That's
now,
so cool.
it still requires the sheet rocking and the electric and the plumbing, but it's really cool because they have holes through them. So like for the electrical and the plumbing and everything, you know, if you're using the flexible plumbing, right, and it's super easy to do all that as well. So yeah, it is amazing, and it is definitely going to be a big thing, because whenever you talk about building something, he said the shell of the building, like if it's a big commercial building or a big apartment building, they can cut down the cost of putting up the exterior shell of the building by 25% if it was being built with concrete or steel or a combination thereof. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, 20% is a big deal. Good Lord.
Yeah, and he said even up to 25%. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So that's Renco, R-E-N-C-O.
Yeah.
Jupiter, that'll, Florida.
Read more about it. It's very cool, and it is coming to a city near you. I mean, he said, like, from here, they're probably going to go. They do all the studies on, you know, where are they really lacking in housing and where do they really need stuff that can go up fast. And think about it. If some place is wiped out with a disaster, they can, how fast they can come back in and rebuild. And especially since this stuff is durable and strong and wind resistant and all the things. I mean, it's very, very cool. Big stuff coming.
All right. That does sound cool. We'll take a break, though. Back in a moment with more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. Checked out that website during the break, Robin. That is really cool.
Isn't that cool? I mean, I am really excited about this. It's very cool.
Okay. We have a few minutes left. Do you have any listings we could talk about?
Yeah, let's do that. All right. So let's talk about the newest listings, because that's usually what people are most intrigued by and haven't heard about yet. We've got a darling little Tudor-style brick house over in Austin, and it's at 404 12th Place Northwest Austin. Cute, cute, cute. 2249.
Oh, there you go. Gosh.
Right? It's three bedrooms, three baths, and a one-car garage, and it's cute. It's got, it was built in 1935, has a ton of character, really nice, really charming. It's 1,264 square feet above ground with another 400 below ground, so it's 1,600 and some square feet. Price to move. Have had a couple of showings and have had some feedback with we have interest, but as of now, no offers. So that one's still available. We've also got another new one at 2032 Fox Valley Drive Southwest. And this one was built in 1992. It was originally an EFIS siding that has all been removed. So it has new siding, new windows. The exterior looks much newer than a 92. It has a total square feet of 3,460. It has four beds, four baths, and a three-car garage. And that is $589.9. I could walk to TJ Maxx. That'd be dangerous. Although then I'd have to carry everything I bought. So that wouldn't be
yeah, it's uphill from there.
My favorite store. All right. Anyway, of course, we have a couple of lots out in Sally Ridge, Northeast. We have a new one. 5094 King Arthur Drive Northwest. Oh, never mind. That one is under inspection.
Oh, okay. Moving fast, in other words.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys, I'm not joking when I tell you that in my 25 years in the business, I am on track to have my second best year ever. So I am sorry that some people are struggling and finding it to be a tough year in real estate. I am very happy and blessed to say I am not one of them. So the market has been great. Sellers have been happy. Buyers have been thrilled. It's good. If you want a castle, I think I told you about this one last week, you can buy 661 Market Street, Winona, and it's just a mere 6 bedrooms, 6 baths, 3-car garage, 8,700 square feet, and right on the park, right on the little lake there. It's $2,400,000. It's in mint condition. I mean, like I said, I would reference it to the Plummer House for a comparable. It's a cool house.
I could give myself a title of I live there, right?
Exactly. Let's see if I have anything else that's newer. I think we've talked about this. Okay, here's one. Oh yeah, we talked about this last week. The Golf View Drive in Preston.
Yep.
There's a couple of lots there. I think otherwise, okay. Nothing else new. That's about everything that we've added recently. Okay.
All right. So go to the website. You can peruse all the photos.
Yes.
Check out the Winona Castle.
Yeah. And if you think that Renko stuff is intriguing and you want to learn more about it, please call me because I have a lot more I could tell and talk about, but I just didn't have time on the show today. But I really am. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm really excited about this product. So
that was very obvious, Robin.
I'd love to share more.
Okay. So how do they reach you? If you want to talk about Renko, yes. You want to talk about buying a house, selling a house, whatever it may be.
Whatever I can do for you. It's 507-259-4926. And just call me. I always look forward to your phone calls. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. And enjoy the lower humidity.
I will.
Now that you're back home.
Believe me. It's always good to be home. Always good to be home.
Always. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Robin. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Sounds great.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.